tonight with the help of the Lord is something that many of you have pondered on. You have heard some things on it, pros and cons, and perhaps like myself, when I first heard it, I just set it aside because of the source from which it came. But remember this, when God begins to open a truth, usually somebody jumps the gun on it and takes it off on a tangent, off just tears it off at the center of the way, and then you become claustrophobic. And we stand back from it and stay away from it until things begin to simmer down a little bit and God begins to give us new perspective concerning it. Now this subject concerning the pineal gland has been emphasized by many of the metaphysical religions in the world today. And the people have been teased and talked for a long time about the pineal gland and the third eye, and because of that source, we said, I don't want anything to do with it. Well, a piece of literature fell into my hands one time. It was sent to me, and this partner said, I want you to read this and see what you think about it. And it was on the pineal gland. So I tried to read it. Well, there wasn't really much in it. You'd have to read many, many, many words to get one little thing to hear about it. It was just a wordy article. And while I was trying to read this article, the Spirit of the Lord cut right across the whole thing, just like that, and said to me, the pineal has to do with time and time. And everything that I had read, you see, was just wiped out in front of me. And I said, all right, Lord, then you're going to have to give me some understanding concerning. And I said, I want some scripture to stand on. Anything that I've heard so far concerning this thing has just taken off in the thin air without any foundation, without any basis, and I want the truth on which to stand concerning it. So you're going to have to give me scripture and give things of you. And as I looked to the Lord, God began to open it up to me, and he began to give me the scripture to go with it. And I marveled at the word of God. Yes, this thing is written. This is only a portion, I should say, of the word of God. This is the written word. Well, there are a lot of things involved in the perennial land that we haven't understood and still don't understand. But God is taking us back under the understanding that we might comprehend some of the things that are taking place within our own bodies at this time. The seal of God goes in the forehead, and this has much to do with the opening of the perennial land. A medical doctor, I should say, medical is a naturopathic doctor in Oregon. This is one of our meetings when we were up in Eugene. And I had quite a talk with him. And he told me, he said, another verse in here I wanted to read to you, and it is in another place. Oh, further down in this verse. The purpose of it is I'll bring it together to what? To beautify the place of my sanctuary. The purpose of it is the purpose of bringing forth the glory of Lebanon or the pine cone, the opening of the pine hill, is that he might beautify the place of his sanctuary. Now the word beautify means to illuminate or to embellish or to make bright the place of his sanctuary. What is the place of his sanctuary?
Thank you.
took trees from the cedar tree. He took a coniferous tree that bears a palm. From the cedar tree, then he did lemon and even under the hip of that spring of olive oil. Oh, Solomon, he had something. He was known as the wisest man. Where did it come from? From whence came it? He speak about the cedar trees in Lebanon. He talked about it, but he did not have the moment. He had a certain amount of foreknowledge concerning the opening of the patio, but he did not have the reality. And the prophets of old have talked about it. They have intimated it in so many ways that prophesied. Now it says that he spake 3,000 proverbs or wise sayings, and 1,000 and 5 psalms. He had a different psalm too. Read the Song of Solomon and see if he didn't have a different psalm. But he still was only talking about something that was not yet a reality. But we're at that point in the unfolding purpose of God when we're going to quit talking about it and we're going to obtain it. That's why you don't have to talk, you don't have to do, you become. You are that. Wonderful. He has 3,000 wise things, that 3 is the number of revelation, and 1,000 is the number of fullness, so he had a revelation of a fullness, but he didn't have the fullness. Right. mountains of Arizona. Moses, as Moses stood looking at the all the downsides of aches and pains and lips and troubles and everything else that came to him. But the aging process, you see, was first because God was only the ideal one. And this is the only way we come back again into that place of which he spoke. Some shall die that depart this life, and others shall die and not depart this life. And we are literally going through death, hell, and the grave right now. As we're walking around the dead, maybe because your body is a death because of sin. You're already dead, and you'll have to go into the grave. But we're passing through these tremendous, almost horrifying experiences. But God is taking us through them. We're at the point today where there's no way out, there's no way back, there's no other way but through.
Praise the Lord.
And in spite of yourself, you're being pressed through.
I feel so confident that the work of you today wants to come. This is a fearsome day and hour. It's awesome. And I stand in amazement at those that are being pressed through and those that are being pressed out. And some that we thought were going to be such a part of what God was doing, aren't even trying to at all. And some that we never thought would make it, are coming through on it. This is a sovereign act of God, and no man can say anything to it. The work of the God, and he's doing it. He is God, he is God, he is relentless, and he is God. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is God.
Daughters of the other races. Now we must when he was not generated. Had he been generated, it would have been impossible for him to do what he did. But he was created son. And these other sons of God that looked upon the daughters of Adam were also created sons who fell as a fallen of Lucifer. And they became materialized beings. And they took their wives of all that they chose, and when they went in unto them, they brought forth the Relentia, which were no big giants, which does not necessarily mean people of great stature. They brought forth the Relentium, which were, shall we call them, demigods. They were part earthly. And I can't stop to give you all the scriptures at this time, but there is no resurrection for the Relentium. When the body of the Relentium dies, and the spirit of the Relentium is loosed from that body, which is a part spirit, part human thing, that body is never resurrected. The scripture says the dead rise not. You ever wondered about it? The word is Relentium, the Relentium rise not. There's no resurrection for it. Well, it's possible. You know, the alien has its own place. I have no answer. It is possible. But Judah certainly repented. See, he repented. He could even cast the silver down before the high priest and all, and repented and went out and hanged himself. And the scripture says, if any man shed his hands blood by hand, shall his blood be shed. And there was no other answer for Judas. Nobody else would shed his blood because they thought he had done a good thing. That is, those that were approached at night, so he went out with his own blood. These that can make his blood do not run, or they would say, but the spirits are still active. Oh, I was just really more for the ordinary things. I was just coming to this. The word demon, D-A-I-M-O-N, in the Greek, literally means intelligence. And the demons, or the demons, are the spirits of the Relentia. Now, it tells how that they flood came, you see, and destroyed all of this mess that man had perverted. There was a perversion of all this thing going. And you'll find that around great bodies of water, where there are deep waters, that there is an activity of the Relentia. These demons that were cast out into the deep. In fact, you know, some of these demons were a human man, and they said, don't send us out into the deep. Into the swine, and swine was living, so swine ran into the deep. Now, there is a difference between the word devil and the word demon, and there is a difference in the way you deal with devils and the way you deal with demons. Now, demons are the spirit of the Relentium. And when you're dealing with the spirit of a Relentium, which is the son of the fallen one, the sons of the fallen one, there is nothing for them but a complete rebuke. Jesus commanded them, he resisted them, he rebuked them. But when he dealt with devils, he didn't use his drastic means. So there is a difference between the two. I don't know, this has to be a big subject. I don't know which